Hello and welcome to episode 50 of the Simpleton Podcast. This is quite a momentous occasion and we've got a wonderful show in store for you. My name, as always, is Daniel James. I'm based in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Joining me, as always, is Scott Gall from Euroa, Australia. Scott, how are you?
My name, as always, is Daniel James. Poor beginning to what should be a great episode.
How else would you want me to fucking introduce it?
You said my name, as always, is Daniel James. When's it?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a play on words, yeah. Scott.
And you, all right, I'm with you. I guess you better introduce the other one.
I'll introduce the third party. And joining us for the first time this evening, and we'll see how it goes, but joining us from the Orient is John Dudley. John, are you there?
Yes, I am, Daniel. I'm very happy to be here on the show for the absolute very first time, my first time contributing.
Yeah, well, episode 50 seems as good a time as ever. What do you think, Scotty?
I'll just pull you up on that. It's the goodest time ever, Daniel. What's happened?
I'm playing with words, Scott. I'm the Shakespeare of podcasting. I create words.
Yeah, where'd you dig
this
one up?
That's what I do.
Where'd you dig this one up? With all due respect, John, you might be great, you might be poor. I don't know anything about you. Where'd you dig him up from?
I put an advertisement out in the Yarraville Leader, and I was expecting people from Yarraville to reply to the advertisement, but, you know, fortunately, I don't know whether he has connections in the Yarraville / Kingsville area.
I get it delivered.
That explains it all. I meant to ask you about that, John. I probably should have checked that. How did you find out about us? But, well, there you go. There's your answer, Scott.
I have a long-running interest in Yarraville affairs.
The goings-on at Yarraville City Hall at the moment are something to behold, but we'll save that for another time. I know that you're undercover at the moment trying to expose that virtually. Let's talk about that some other time.
Another time.
John,
another
time. Scott, you know what time it is?
Yes.
Not all at once. It's time for the World Report.
The World Report. Da-da!
Scott, I believe you have the World Report this week.
All over this like a rash, Daniel and John. Because, my friends, it's all going down in Tahiti as we speak. Be quiet, Daniel. All going down in Tahiti as we speak. What's the capital city, John, of Tahiti? Thank you.
The capital city of Tahiti is Tahitibad.
Daniel? That's
correct.
That's positive. That's positive. Correct. That's a good start for John.
The man knows world affairs.
He does, he does.
I actually spent a few weeks in Tahitabad some years ago on some trumped-up war crimes charges, but I beat them, don't you worry about that.
All right.
Scott, John, if you could just take your headphones off for a sec.
Yep, sure.
Thanks. Cheers. Scott.
Yeah.
We'll try this bike out, right? Yeah. His credentials look good on paper. He mentioned that he'd spent some time as a banker in Nigeria, in the corporate communication sections of some of those banks. Let's just see how this goes.
Let's see how it goes.
And let's not, make any promises we can't keep, huh?
That's right. And you're being upfront with the listenership as well.
Nathan, we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, are you there, mate?
Yeah, when do you want me to take my headphones off?
never mind.
All right, I'll take them off. Let's move.
No. John.
Sorry.
Yeah, keep them on there.
Okay. All right. The French Polynesian Territorial Assembly is on the verge of hiring Gaston Flossy as a staffer for their ruling party. Daniel? Give us the load, John. Feel free to as well. Give us the lowdown on the ruling party there in Tahiti.
The ruling party, of course, is the Imperial Sacre Bleu party, Scott. A party that's been in power for some 84 years.
Wow.
Now. Wow. And during that whole time, they've only had two presidents, John Gettier Baron, and the other one, of course, being
Gaston Gabriel Flossy.
No.
Gabriel
Gatte is the second president, but of course we all know that Gaston Flossy,
yeah,
is still acting in Gabriel's place while he covers the Tour de France.
Fair enough. Mr. Flossy, of course, was once the president of the country, but was recently convicted of an offence, rendering him a convict. I'm just going to ask both you gentlemen if you know about the conviction. What was it?
I'm happy to defer to John on this one.
I don't know much about the conviction, but I know about another conviction. It just so happens when I was there, I ended up drinking with Flossy one night, or Flosso, yeah, as he likes to be called. And
a real pisshead. Yeah,
I saw him break a pool cue over a policeman's back and then pick up that policeman and break that policeman over another policeman's back. And wow. That was before he'd started drinking.
That sounds like Flosso to me. I also remember one time watching the Tahitian seconds versus the Papua New Guinean thirds play some AFL football, as it's colloquially known. And we're sitting up in the stands in the corporate section, of course. And Flossie just yelled out to some coppers down below. He goes, "Hey, coppers!" And they turned around and he just gave him the finger.
Wow.
And
he's above the law.
very much like Steven Seagal in some of his movies, particularly Nico, in which he was above the law, literally.
Look, I'm going to continue.
Gas bag.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to mention the fact that Flossy was approved by none other than Marcel Tuihani, who was recently elected Assembly President by none other than Flossy himself.
Yeah.
However, Tuihani maintains that the party has the right to hire whoever it wants, especially when making such decisions based on talents and vision and national interests.
Yeah, this is... This is exactly the kind of naked cronyism that has wrecked Tahitian politics for decades, Scott and John. those familiar with political jockeying and horse trading during the 2013 move to seek constitutional recognition of the Tahitian language in Parliament would be well aware that the tradition is still alive and well. Senator Tahivia was the
Senator
champion.
Who?
Tahivia. I don't know how you pronounce things back there in Yarrawa, Scott, but out here in the real world, that's the way you pronounce it.
Continue.
Senator Tahivi was the champion of the particular cause, and there would be no denying her, despite the fact that French Polynesia,
that's right.
I'm a little bit confused by our third host. is made up of several languages and as many as five archipelagos. Believe you me, Scott. Politics in pretty much any country can often stink so bad it could knock a buzzard off a gut wagon. This is no laughing matter, gentlemen.
Oh, sorry.
The fact is that French Polynesian politics... The time-tested adage is that you can't catch more flies with honey than you can make with vinegar.
Can you repeat that adage?
I will.
Yeah.
The fact is that in French Polynesia, politics, the time-tested adage is that you can't catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. And I think that's true with everything in life. At the end of the day...
I heard a different adage when I was there, but I don't know. I can't recall.
John, if you've got something to say, speak up.
I'm done.
Oh.
Okay,
good. Continue.
Look, Scott, John, at the end of the day, what governs the way of Tahitian politics is that you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. or even a sow's ear. Look, but I know Gaston and Flossie well. Like I said, we had that time in the grandstand watching that football match, in which he gave the constables the finger. He's a humble man with a genuine interest in the constituency.
Oh, he won't shut up about the constituency. It's all he goes on about. You get a few cans.
It was constituency. Yeah, you get a few tinnies, and it's constituency this, constituency that. So can you just shut the fuck up and neck your beer? Yeah. Just fucking neck it.
Give it a rest for 2 seconds.
Yeah, John Scott, sure he's messed up.
Yeah.
And right now he'd be as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. We all know those cats. We know what they're like. But he knows he's messed up. But now he just wants the chance to make it good. Believe you me, Scott and John, when it emerged that Flossie was on the verge of returning to politics, the reaction of some was colder than a well digger's nose on the Klondike. But the man deserves a second chance because for far too long he's been drier than a dead dingo's donger.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we should be in front of a live studio audience. I really do.
Mm.
Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Close the segment, Scott.
I shall. I'm going to close the segment now by by wondering whether Flossie is already building up to his intention to stand for office again in 2018 when his ban has passed. Not because. I will add this footnote, though. As we do with all of our reports, we will continue to monitor the situation closely and keep our listeners up to date.
This is where John is so important to us. I mean, you have the local contacts, John.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You put your finger on the pulse.
Yep.
You're a member of 4chan.
Yep.
You can keep abreast of this situation.
I must say that Flossie, or the gas bag as I like to call him, he does post a lot, mostly on Paul and on A. He's very, very interested in defending the honour of his waifu.
Are you a sucker for cutting-edge drama? Are you a sucker for cutting-edge drama? Then tonight, why don't you check out the newest back-to-back eps of Three's a Crowd, fresh off the satellite from the US.
Oh, so who left the cupboard door open?
I don't know. I don't know who left the cupboard door open.
Oh, so was it you? Oh no, don't tell me. It was you. You left the cupboard door open.
I do not know who left the cupboard door open. I just... I don't know who did it.
Oh, so then maybe it was her.
It was not me. It was not me.
It was you. I knew it. You've been acting all crazy since you've been having a relationship with Jeremiah.
I love him.
But he's 42 years old, almost three times.
I love him.
Come on, it's only a cupboard door. We're only talking about a cupboard door, for Christ's sake.
It's only a cupboard door. It is only a cupboard door, but yet, it's about so much more than that. Guys, just go ahead and do what you want. I'm out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, look, what network was that screening on tonight? I didn't catch that, Daniel.
It was on the Young and the Lifeless channel, Scott.
And fair enough. Never heard of it, but why would they choose to advertise with us given that our listenership is a listenership in name only?
Nathan.
Yeah.
Well, they've obviously drilled down very deeply into their demographic, Scott, and they've come up with one answer, and the one answer is Nathan. John, you have something to add?
Nathan has over 30 followers on Twitter, so that might explain
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
So there's a real potential that advertisement through Nathan's support of this podcast could actually go viral.
Okay. Fair enough. They've done their market research. I stand corrected. What's up next?
The world of sport, Scott, through World Sport.
Insert sound. And now I speak.
No, it's already... fuck. We've done this 50 times. You would think by now that we would just continue.
Okay. Look, boys, it never goes away, does it? The sports report is back. Interrupt me, Daniel.
I'm going to interrupt you right now, Scott, stating that it must be about the upcoming event in Vacheron. Am I correct?
I congratulate you on your cognitive penetration.
Thank you.
Which I must admit is one of your real strengths.
And I like to think so.
Yeah, be rest assured, Daniel, that I will be making mention of that at the upcoming annual review. Let me continue.
Can I interrupt you there, Scott?
Mm.
Annual review.
Mm.
That's almost become an AFL term. In which everyone's function in every part of the club is annually reviewed.
Yeah.
And you're suggesting that the Simpleton podcast undertakes some sort of similar annual review.
It's happened twice already, you know it. And the third one is...
He's reviewing us.
You're acting like you weren't even there at those meetings. What are you talking about now? It was the Simpleton editorial team, Daniel. You were there.
Continue.
I'll continue. The Invercharon Highland Games are among us again. That doesn't make sense. Daniel, typo on the running sheet. Upon us again. To be held, as usual, at Belle Blair Farm in Invercharon. Daniel, I ask you to mention some of the favourites at this year's event. Proceed. Don't mention Darren Hall. He was disqualified.
No, I was going to mention Fergal McTinney. I was going to mention O'Dearity.
Yep.
I'm sure John's got some favorites as well.
John, tell us about the games. Who are some of your favorites?
Don't be coy.
Angus Stan. And remember the bloke last year that ate the two cats?
Yes.
Two cats McFergus.
Yeah, I don't like him very much.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Well, he was the best man at my wedding.
Apologies.
Apology
accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, right then. What I'm going to do, I won't state the obvious. What I'm going to do now is announce that we will now run a pre-prepared audio grab from Fergus O'Jamison, which summarises his thoughts as an insider on the upcoming event. Let's take it away.
The bastard Invercharon Games are fucking bastard coming up. I'm sure nobody could give a bloody shit. I definitely don't. The stupid pricking events include shit that nobody wants to see, like running, cycling, useless bloody lifting weights for no good reason. Solo piping, no idea what the fuck that shit is, but is there, along with Lightfield. Now, I'd like to talk about a fucking second about discuss something close to my heart, a serious matter. You fucking doffed bastards let them filthy bastard pummy fuckers keep us fucking slaves, you bastard traitors. Death to the Queen. Scotland for the Scots, you bastards. Now, some financial advice. Invest in Liberia. Invest in Nigeria. Got some spare cash? Photocopy it and double your money. Convert all your dosh to Zimbabwe dollars and invest in Japanese government bones. Finally, you simple-minded bastards. My guts have been giving me hell. Say a prayer for Fergus's guts, fans. I love you.
Well, there you have it, Scott. Quite an in-depth investigation of the event.
Yeah, thank you, Fergus. Yeah,
I'm kind of speechless. John, what did you make of that?
Wow, you have this guy on the show often?
Every now and again. To cut a long story short.
First three episodes, to be honest.
Daniel signed him up on a long-term contract. We found out he wasn't much chop. We've got to put him to work somehow.
Yeah, we've got a few loans to pay off. He's off as those banks in Nigeria and Liberia. Seems all above board.
What accreditations does he actually have?
He's a CPS, a chartered practicing Scot. Other than that, Scott, do you know of anything?
Yeah, he had that kebab conglomerate in the outer suburbs of Glasgow.
Yeah, he was the father of Mr. Funny Kebabs. That fell over, and he soon became the founder of Mr. Happy Kebabs.
Yep.
That didn't resonate with the public either, so he became the owner of Mr. Funny Happy Kebabs.
Exactly. He's also had a few business ventures. Sorry?
I've heard about the kebab business, the first one. That had 23 shootings in one shop on the first day of business, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That's the one. Yep. So you do know the guy.
Yeah.
You do know
and
the
that,
guy.
And fellas, that... that well and truly skewered the kebab business for him.
That's not bad.
G'day, it's Daniel James, and you're listening to the Simpleton Podcast.
Scott, John, before we go to letters, can we just cross to an important health message?
That's what we should do right now. Let's do it.
Chlamydia. Rolls well off the tongue, doesn't it? Maybe so, but let me assure you that chlamydia is no laughing matter. This unpleasant venereal disease will affect between 60 and 70% of all men before the age of 20. The figure for women is over double, often overlooked and overshadowed by its more glamorous relatives in syphilis and herpes. Chlamydia flies under the radar all too often. All too often. There is but one surefire way that you can minimize exposure to chlamydia. All you have to do is remember the simple slogan, chlamydia, just don't get it.
This community has been produced on the opposite of similar podcasts.
Scott, it's time for listeners' letters.
Ta-da!
No, you don't need to do that. For fuck's sake. You would think that... It doesn't matter.
Timing. You just mucked up my timing now.
Fuck up. Dear Simpletons, we cannot do this podcast without you. You fucking know that by now. And by God, we couldn't have made 50 episodes without you. So, Scott and I would like to personally thank you, John, this... Blow-in from the Orient would also like to thank you. But if you want to send a letter to us, you can do it simply by emailing us to ask to. This champagne is getting to my head.
Do you guys need me to stick around for this, or like I
got
to?
No. You've got the first letter, John.
He's got letter three.
Oh, he's got letter three.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, it's tiered, Daniel. Well, it's tiered in order.
This is not working.
In order of seniority.
You've got to let me finish.
I've got letter one, you've got letter two, he's got letter three.
No, it doesn't work that way. If you want to send us a letter, send it to contact@thesimpleton.com.au. Scott, I believe you have the first letter.
Yeah, you betcha, baby.
But it's got nothing to do with seniority.
You betcha, baby.
Don't say that to me ever again.
No. This one is from Armadale Montgomery, Lonsdale Street, Melbourne. Armadale writes... I've got something here that you guys are going to love. So at water level, what we're talking about is 100,000 kilopascals. After about every 30 feet of depth, you're talking about an approximate doubling of the kilopascals involved. So I was at the pool the other day and I stuck my hand in at the surface. I was standing at the shallow end, but then I put my hands to the bottom of the pool too. The difference in the sensation between the surface and the bottom was negligible. So what I propose is this. If we're serious about exploring the bottom of the Marianas Trench, we ought to install a long pole that goes all the way down to the bottom from the surface of the water. You then slide standard-sized swimming pools down the pole until there are swimming pools, all the way down that pole. Think of it as an 8-mile-high swimming pool skewer. It's a lot of work, to be sure. The result? A risk-free ticket to the deepest point on Earth. Thank you, Armadale, for the proposal.
I think that that proposal requires some further scrutiny myself, but I'm not a scientist. The most I know about science is what Mr. Barton taught me in year 8 and 9 science at Ural Secondary College.
Yep.
But thank you, Armadale Montgomery.
You've got letter two, Daniel.
I'm pretty sure this person's written into us before.
Yeah.
If you actually think about it closely, Scott. But this letter comes from Booker Hooker.
That's sound advice. That's his name. Sorry.
No, that's his name. Her name.
Sorry.
That's her name. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
From Mawala, New South Wales, in the
nation
most
of Australia.
Populated state of Australia.
New South Wales.
And Ms. Hooker writes, extraordinary. Thank you, Ms. Hooker.
Booker.
John. No, we've milked it to death. John,
I'm just thinking LJ. There's obviously a connection there. LJ. Hooker, Booker must be. Sorry?
So, what did you just say that? Thank you, Ms. Hooker, you're the best, or?
Yeah. All right, no one knows what we're talking about.
We're drifting. Yeah, we're drifting.
We're drifting.
We might as well start talking about Bush's blinds.
or Hazel Shoebar.
Yeah. Shit, I can't even remember that one. Or we might as well be promoting Chris Eddy's latest album. But anyway, John, you have the third letter.
John is my name, so I'll read it. This comes from Anonymous of No Fixed Address, and I think he's written in before as well. So, Anonymous has to say this. I was riding my bike to work last week when I saw the most incredible thing. Thank you, Anonymous.
That's it?
Yes.
Turn the page over. Is there anything else on the other side? Some sort of cryptic message?
Hold on. It's just a photocopy of a man's bottom.
Was that printed on A1?
No.
Seemed like a lot of effort went into turning that page over, but...
I have very spindly fingers.
I understand. You are from the Orient. Anyway, that's it for episode 50.
50, wow.
Of the Simpleton Podcast. Wow. The big 5-0. We are now officially middle-aged, Scott.
Wow.
We really are. And look, I personally think that the whole John Dudley experiment went quite well. Sure, he had a few hiccups along the way. This is new to him. It's to be expected. Sure, he's from the Orient. That's to be expected too. Sure, he's a bit of a wanker, but I think it went quite well, and I'm glad he's off the line now, Scott, so we can talk about him frankly. Maybe we invite him back next week. What do you think?
Let's do it. Before...
John, what do you think?
Oh, sorry, John's me, isn't it? Let's get him, John, me, back for another one.
Here's to 50 more, gentlemen.
What? I beg your pardon?
50.
Oh, sorry. 50 more gentlemen. I thought you said here's to 50 more gentlemen.
It's not...
That'd go
it's not that type of show. It's not that type of show. You have a point, John. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, simpletons. Here's to the next 50. Goodbye. It's when you say goodbye, John.
Yeah. Catch you later, Junior. No. See you, Dan. Oh, to the listeners. Bye, listeners.
Yeah. Scott, you say goodbye too.
Yeah, you goodbye. Should know that by now. Goodbye to the two gentlemen. Goodbye to the one listener at home. Goodbye.
Bye, Nathan.
Goodbye. Bye, Nathan.